क्या आप जानते हैं 24 जुलाई को अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सिक्योरिटी ऑफिसर दिवस मनाया जाता है, क्योंकि सिक्योरिटी का काम 24 घंटे और सातों दिन किया जाता है और बहुत सी जगह ये सिक्योरिटी ऑफिसर लोगों को सुरक्षा सेवा देते हैं। लेकिन क्या कभी हम इन सिक्योरिटी गार्ड्स को उनकी सेवाओं के लिए धन्यवाद देते हैं? स्कैनलन इंस्टीट्यूट की एक नई रिपोर्ट में बताया गया है कि जहां प्राइवेट सिक्योरिटी गार्ड्स की भूमिका हमारे जीवन में बढ़ती जा रही है, वहीं इन्हें पूर्ण रूप से सराहा नहीं जाता, यानी इनके काम को बहुत बार नजरअंदाज किया गया है। इस रिपोर्ट का नाम है बिहाइंड द सीन्स, द एसेंशियल वर्क ऑफ सिक्योरिटी ऑफिसर्स इन पब्लिक सेफ्टी। और इस अंश में हमने बात की है इस रिपोर्ट की लेखिका ट्रिश प्रेंटिस से।
Welcome to SBS Hindi program, Trish. I would like to first start by asking you the key findings of your latest report.
So the report talks about the role of the security industry in Australia. And one of the findings from our study was that often security officers are very different people to the stereotype. There's often this kind of white male stereotype of a security officer, but in fact, security officers are very different people. They come to the job with a variety of different experiences and outlooks on life, and often they're new Australians, which is something that's perhaps not well known either.
Yeah. So, what has stood out for you while you were researching?
Well, one of the important facts that I think we should be aware of is that security officers are increasingly taking on the role of providing public security, public safety. Traditionally, that role has been fulfilled by police, but increasingly security officers are taking on that role. So the responsibility for public safety is increasingly shifting to security officers. And often this work is not recognised. So things come to attention in the media, particularly when something goes wrong or when there's misconduct, but often this positive role, this positive contribution of security officers is not well recognized.
Trish, in your report, you have majorly touched on Bondi stabbing incident, and you say that it has done nothing to improve the image of the role of security guards in Australia. Why do you say so, and why this incident is so important?
Well, the incident, I guess, was very high profile because it happened in such an ordinary environment, in an environment where most people would go about their daily lives regularly, and an environment where people would expect to be safe. So I think it was certainly frightening from that perspective, in that it was a very ordinary, familiar environment for most people. I think one of the outcomes of the incident was that there were calls from different commentators for changes, for added protection for security officers and so on. And many of these changes and recommendations do take time. It's quite a difficult industry to regulate because jurisdiction falls to different states and territories. And so when looking at things that threaten public safety and the role of security officers, these things take time to implement.
Now, in the Bondi incident, two migrant workers who were working as security guards were honored. It does highlight the crucial role migrant community plays in Australia. But do you see a growing representation of migrant workers in the security sector? And how does their role becomes bigger?
Certainly from those who work in the sector, they would report that that's the case. When I was researching the background material for this report, I looked very closely for statistics in Australia on the cultural background and the cultural diversity of security officers, and it is very difficult to find exact statistics. There is certainly reference to gender diversity and so on, but not cultural background. But however, those working in the industry will certainly report that there is often a predominance of those from culturally diverse backgrounds or from migrant backgrounds. And one of the reports that I cite in the essay also references that as well, although they don't give exact figures.
Trish, in your report, you have said that the work these security guards do has remained underappreciated. What can we do to improve this? How can we appreciate what they are doing to keep our society safe, to keep Australians safe?
I think, I guess it's underappreciated because in some ways it's something we take for granted. It's not something that comes to front of mind unless there's a negative incident or a security incident. So like the Bondi stabbings, there was very obviously the role of security officers in that incident and a tragic outcome because of that. But when our environments are safe and secure, it's not something we think about who's providing that safety. What are the factors and the circumstances that are allowing us to take that for granted? So I think because of the nature of the role, it's often invisible. But there are certainly times and places when security officers can be recognised. So on Wednesday, there is International Security Officers Day, and there's an opportunity to, I guess, give thanks to those who work in that role and provide an essential element of public safety for us. And there are medals and awards that are presented on that day in recognition of the particular acts of individuals, which I think is great. But in the interview that I conducted for the report, some individuals just said, look, you know, just a simple thank you is just lovely. So that's something I'm sure that we can all do.
Your report does mention that the role of security guard is still regarded as poor. What can government do to improve the image of this occupation?
Yeah, well, I think there certainly have been efforts by peak bodies and others over time to work with government to put in place things like a national standard competencies for training, job descriptions and things like that, because it's the security officers' roles fall under the jurisdiction of different states and territories. There are differences between the standards and the training expectations and so on. So I know that peak bodies have been trying to work with government to ensure consistency, and I'm sure that by ensuring consistency, then you can start to work with a national focus towards raising perceptions of the role, raising training standards, raising wages and so on. Unfortunately, it's the nature of the industry at the moment that is often casualised and it's often fragmented, and therefore it tends to attract lower recognition and lower wages.